MedusaQuartet.org is the website.
.com.
I'm sorry. MedusaQuartet.com.
Only got it. Must be an ORG.
Yeah. I wonder what that would be. Who knows? Thank you so much for being here. I do hope you'll go to the website to check folks out. So now we have conventional music.
Yes.
Anything you'd like to say that none of you had a chance to say or that I didn't ask?
Maybe a bit about the Medusa. Why we named ourselves after someone so scary and ugly, after a monster.
You're neither. None of you are that.
We're not scary.
Oh, we failed.
Maybe not right now, but come back at, 6 in the morning and
we're pretty scary then.
Yeah.
Yeah, the story is on the website, and it's good. The website's really well done.
Oh, thank you.
In terms of explaining the instruments and the background, earrings, everything. It's all there.
We're on the socials as well. You know, your Facebooks and Instagrams and TikToks and all that jazz.
Excellent. So look for them, Medusa Quartet.
Come and say hi.
What are you about to play?
Well, so we're going to finish you off with another medley, which we love to do. A Polish tune and a Appalachian fiddle tune. They're both kitchen themed. The first one's called Grusza, which is Polish for pear tree. And then the Appalachian one is called Kitchen Girls.
Excellent. If your station fades away as you listen, we'll continue at sobradio.org. We'll also have it on demand for you. Once again, with great thanks, Medusa Quartet.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Thank you. 12 o'clock, your dial is tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is noon. Happy afternoon to you. Happy afternoon to you. That's lame. Here's the coasters.
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in dust.
Okay, everybody, coasting along with the coasters here on Radio 9. I have bad news, though. Punxsutawney Phil came out of his hole a day early, and he sees six more weeks of executive orders. Good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon of Doo-Wop, your Zelda Swing, your Cum Laude graduate, the Chadwick Institute of Group 4 College, Jay Thurber, at 12:03. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul, right up until the 3 o'clock hour, and a full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. We are also on Blue Sky, Mastodon, and Facebook, taking your request. Looking for sunny skies today with a high of 33 degrees. Right now, it is 28 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. We'll check your full-time forecast in less than 20 minutes.
Jay Thurber.
Plays good guy hit.
on Radio 9, and this is Roy Orbison.
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the ooby-dooby.
The responsible adults that we are. Isn't that right, Mr. Poopy Pants?
Yeah.
Shondell's here on Radio 9 from 19 to 69, I believe. John from Whitehall called 412-385-7450. He wanted to know if there are any other oldies shows on WRCT. Well, as a matter of fact, there are. One of them is Zombo in Your Brain. I just like to say it that way. 10 a.m. Zombo doesn't talk like that. I do. 10 a.m. Fridays until 1 p.m. That is on Independent Freeform Radio 88.3 WRCT. And then, of course, on Tube City Online Radio. Got oldies all Saturday afternoon. Starting with this Misbegotten Mess until 3. And Eric O'Brien from 3 until 5. Kirsten and Amber, they play a little bit of newer kind of oldies from the 80s. Lisa B plays Beatles music from 6 until 7. And then from 7 until midnight on Tube City Online, it's all oldies on the Saturday Oldies Jukebox. You sit around and get stoned with Bob Dylan on Radio 9.
Well, they'll stone you when you're trying to be so good. They'll stone you just like they said they would.
your mind, we'd really like to hear.
John and Hunker is hunkered in his bunker and wants to hear Booker and the MGs. A little bit of time is tight. This is Booker T and the MGs. This actually sounds like church on Sunday morning. The following program is brought to you by the First Presbyterian Church of What's Happening Now, conveniently located at the blinking yellow light on Route 48. Sunday worship services begin at 9:30 a.m. There's an ATM machine in the lobby for you to make a free will offering. Sunday School and Royal Rangers meet in the church hall at 11. Today's meal in the food pantry: saltine crackers and Campbell's tomato soup. And now, our Sunday service. Going out for John and Hunker, here's Time is Tight by Booker T and the MGs. Been listening to a service from the First Presbyterian Church of What's Happening Now on Route 48. For a transcript of today's service, learn to write
really, really fast.
Hams here. I got hams here. Get them while they're holy. Fresh from God's brain to your mouth.
And now, please rise for our opening hymn, In the Garden of Eden by I, Ron Butterfly.
Sorry about that. Boy, oh boy, that's a brand new, what happened here? Is it crooked or something? Golly, gumdrops Moses.
But to find what
it's a brand new needle.
Come along and listen.
Turntable last week and I changed. I put a brand new needle on it. Another shocking spectacle here, unraveled before the American public. Sorry about that, folks. A little bit of Earl Grant there. Da 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 da. Do this again. Do it again. No, do it. Do it again. Do it the right way now.
W-R-A-Z.
Thank you. 12:25. Much more music time. New music from Jack White coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Yeah, boy, oh boy, oh boy. That's just a doggone bummer is what that is. Everything's a doggone bummer. These. You know what isn't a doggone bummer? I got to talk. I posted about this on social media. I got to talk to Myron Cope's daughter. And her co-author, Dan Joseph, they have written a new book called Behind the Yoy, the life of the legendary Pittsburgh Steelers broadcaster Myron Cope. That is going to be, as Johnny Carson would say, on another network. Tomorrow morning, I will post a link to it on our social media, Jay Thurber Show, on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky. You can listen to the whole interview. And should I go ahead and announce this? If I announce it, I have to do it. I've been hinting about this for a couple of weeks now. Back in 2002, back when I was still a baby disc jockey, I had only been on the radio a couple of months at that point. I did an interview with Myron Cope. And if you think I didn't know what I was doing now, boy, 20 years ago, well, I was really bad. And I taped it off of one of those Radio Shack, you remember the suction cup things? Used to stick to the phone? Well, that's what I had then. And I taped it, and unfortunately, it was unbroadcastable because it was all noise and hum. Well, when I talked to Dan Joseph and Elizabeth Cope a couple weeks ago, and like I said, I'll put a link on the website at Jay Thurber Show and also on social media. You can download the whole interview with Dan and Elizabeth. But I thought, I wonder if I still have that tape of Myron Cope. And as my wife will attest to, I have everything. So I went through all these boxes of cassette tapes, and I found this 2002 call with Myron Cope. And yeah, it just, it's got this bad hum, like, all the way through it. And I thought, you know, they've got digital technology now that can take. We talk about Remaster Media all the time on here, right? They're one of the underwriters on the CMU station. And I thought, I'll bet if I ran this through a digital thing, it could take the buzz out. Friends and neighbors, lay your hands on the radio, because we have had a miracle healing. And this tape that was unplayable 20 years ago due to all the noise in the background, you can now hear. So, next week, we will have an interview never before heard on the radio between yours truly, Jay Thurber, and the late Myron Cope. What? I know. And I've been hesitating to do it. I've been hesitating to run it because I thought, do I really want to run this tape of me from 20 years ago? But yeah, I think with the book out and having talked to Dan and Elizabeth, I was all excited. They have a YouTube channel now of Myron Cope clips that you can watch all these Myron Cope clips. It's the official Myron Cope channel that they have unearthed all these archives that Elizabeth had saved from her dad. I thought it's gonna be the Super Bowl's coming up anyways. The Steelers aren't in it, so let's have some Steelers fun anyways next weekend and have an interview with Myron Cope. And this is not a joke. I know I've done pranks before. So you have right to be skeptical. But no, I have a half-hour interview that I did 20 years ago with Myron Cope that I was not able to air because the sound quality was not good. I was able to restore it using, I guess, AI processing is what you would call it. And we will get to hear it next week. How about that? You didn't expect that, did you? Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? Watch the radio station get hit by lightning next week. What's the weather gonna be? Yeah, this wonderful weekend with your radio. Sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 33. Clouds overnight with a low of 23. Chance of rain on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high of 46. Monday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 54. Tuesday, partly sunny, high of 45. And then on Wednesday, rain likely with a high of 47 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 31 in Washington County. It's 29 in Beaver County. 28 in Butler. 28 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 28 degrees with new music from Jack White.
Dear friend, if you want to feel better, don't let the devil make you cross this meadow. If you've been crossed up by voodoo, the wizard or the lizard, you got family trouble, man trouble, woman trouble. Break it all down and help you with all of this. I'm looking to help you find bliss.
quite. Archbishop Harold Holmes is the name of the tune. That's new music here on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12:32. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Here's Dwayne Eddy with Rebel Rouser on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber. Does it by request?
Got a request from John in Whitehall. He wanted to hear Gordon Lightfoot. Is that right? Let me make sure. John Whitehall wanted Gordon Lightfoot, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Thank you very much. This is why you shouldn't skip rehearsals.
I'm sorry.
John in Lightfoot. Let's try that again. Here, just go. Just do the whole thing over again. We'll just rewind the tape. Go ahead.
Jay Thurber.
See?
Does it by request?
John in Whitehall wants to hear Gordon Lightfoot. You say him, we play him on the big 900 in stereo.
Rows of lights in a circle of steel where you place your bed. Great big wheel. High windows flickering down through the snow. A time you know. Sights and sounds of the people going round. Everybody's in step with the season. A child is born.
Vintage Gordon Lightfoot going out for John at Whitehall on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, and this is the Joe Jeffrey Group.
Thank you. touch that dial.
Music, 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 music.
After these messages.
Dear Journal, I am lucky. I lived. There's so much I could have done to save her. I could have made her wear a seatbelt. I could have slowed down. I could have stopped. I could have stayed at the party. I could have called my parents. I could have done a lot that night. I should have done more. If I had, I would still have my best friend. Amy would still be here. Drive safe, PA. This public service announcement has been brought to you by PennDOT and Bell Vernon Area High School.
If you're tired of the same old Chinese-style food, you'll love the new Panda Kitchen. Why have the same old dishes made with chicken, beef, or pork when you can enjoy great food prepared quickly using 100% USDA government-inspected panda meat? Yes, we buy only the juiciest, most tender pandas and use only the choicest cuts at Panda Kitchen. We'll endanger your taste buds with our Panda Lo Mein, our Panda Stir Fry, our Panda Drop Soup, our Hunan Panda, and, of course, our signature dish, Mugu Gai Panda. And for folks who like their food a little bit spicier, we also have General Tso's Panda. And we haven't forgotten the kids at Panda Kitchen. They'll love our Panda Kitchen Fun Meals, featuring panda fingers or tempura battered panda on a stick. And with every fun meal comes a cuddly panda toy, marked to show just how we cut up our pandas. So stop by Panda Kitchen on Route 51 in Pleasant Hills or McKnight Road in Ross Township, the only fast food restaurant serving 100% fresh panda meat. And remember, if you think that's disgusting, you have no idea what kind of meat they're serving at Taco Bell.
Jay Thurber!
Go, go, Tiger!
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons here on Radio 9. Right now, right up the street here, we're at 409 Walnut Street. Well, do the math. 18 blocks up the street at 2209 Walnut Street in McKeesport. It's the McKeesport Model Railroad Club's 75th anniversary, and they have a free event today. They are open to the public, absolutely free, from noon until 6 today. It is their 75th anniversary at the McKeesport Model Railroad Club. Bring your kids, wake the neighbors. Get grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles and everybody down there for their 75th anniversary at the McKeesport Model Railroad Club. That's at 2209 Walnut Street. You can find them on Facebook at McKeesport Model Railroad Club or McKeesportModelRR.org online. So I meant to mention that at the beginning of the program, just right here. And you can turn, you go come to our building if you're on Lyle Boulevard. And if you're coming from the east, you turn left. And if you're coming from the west, you turn right. And if you're coming from the north, you were on the railroad tracks, and we'll send a tow truck for you.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd.
Turn and if you go up there, ask them if they can do something about all the trains coming past during our show.
To them, prepare to enjoy it.
The Pittsburgh Pittsburgh Penguins have traded Marcus Pettersson and Drew O'Connor to the Vancouver Canucks. The Pens back in action tonight when they host the Nashville Predators. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere in the NHL, Avalanche over the Blues, 5-0. Blue Jackets beat Utah 3-2. Stars over the Canucks, 5-3. And the Sabres beat the Predators, 4-3. In college basketball action, rough night for your Carnegie Mellon Tartans. The women's team lost to Emory by a score of 77-67. The men's team lost to Emory 91-85. Both of those teams back in action. They take on the Rochester Yellow Jackets on Sunday. Women's team at noon, men's team at 2 o'clock. Elsewhere in college basketball, Duquesne Dukes hosting the UMass Minutemen today at 2 o'clock at the Cooper Fieldhouse. Pitt Panthers women's team traveling to number 19 ranked California to take on the Golden Bears on Sunday. And the Pitt Panthers men at this hour are hosting the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. Right now, Pitt is up 33-32 in the first half.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 33. Clouds overnight with a low of 23. Sunday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 46. Monday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 54. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 45 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 31 in Washington, 29 in Beaver County. It is 28 in Butler, 28 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland.
A tiny speck of nothing.
28
and
degrees.
The entire universe.
At WRCT. Here's new music from Blink 182. Blink 182 on Radio 9. These are the shadows to take us to news time on Radio 9. And coming up later on in the program, we, I think, are going to hear from Christopher Titus. Also, we'll talk more about your chance to win Jay Thurber's crap from his basement. Yes, indeed, the Jay Thurber Trucko crap may be coming to your neighborhood with the prize patrol, so stay tuned. we break for the hourly damage report. Other people sometimes call it the news. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Feature story news in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. The White House says U.S. President Donald Trump is making air travel safer by reviewing hiring practices following Wednesday night's fatal mid-air collision in Washington. It comes as the president faces accusations of racism for suggesting diversity hirings contributed to Wednesday's crash between a passenger jet and a military helicopter. The White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt defended President Trump's comments at a briefing on Friday.
When you are flying on an airplane with your loved ones, which every one of us in this room has, do you pray that your plane lands safely and gets you to your destination, or do you pray that the pilot has a certain skin color? I think we all know the answer to that question, and as President Trump said yesterday, it's common sense.
The White House has confirmed fresh tariffs will come into effect on Saturday against China, Canada, and Mexico. That's despite concerns the move will push up prices for U.S. consumers. Here's White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
I was just with the president in the Oval Office, and I can confirm that tomorrow, the February 1st deadline that President Trump put into place at a statement several weeks ago, continues. The president will be implementing tomorrow a 25% tariffs on Mexico, 25% tariffs on Canada, and a 10% tariff on China for the illegal fentanyl that they have sourced and allowed to distribute into our country.
A federal appeals court in the U.S. has overturned a decades-old ban on handgun sales to teenagers. The conservative-leaning Fifth Circuit says the law violated the Second Amendment of the Constitution. EverSense Tony Waterman has more from Texas.
The law, which bans handgun sales to anyone aged 18 to 20, had been on the books since the late 1960s. But the Louisiana court said it violated the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Government lawyers had argued sales to teens were similarly restricted during the 18th and 19th centuries. It's unclear how the ruling will impact national gun sales. President Donald Trump has vowed to roll back gun regulation. Firearms remain the leading cause of death for children and teens in the U.S., averaging nearly 7 a day.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has demanded the immediate evacuation of some 2,500 children needing medical care in Gaza. Ever since Jody Jacobs reports from UN headquarters in New York.
Of the 2,500 children, the vast majority need very simple medical treatment. But given the level of destruction in the Gaza Strip, this is not possible. The doctors met with the Secretary General this week to advocate for a centralized process for medical evacuations. Antonio Guterres has now added his voice to their campaign, calling on the international community to urgently assist evacuating the children. Jody Jacobs, New York.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.